Rita Coolidge, We're All Alone. Oh, lovely. That was an original hit single for Basser Gags, and he also wrote the song. It's 12 minutes away from 12 midday on Sunshine, and after news at 12, Robbie. Yes, Robbie Dale's back, and he'll be after the news with Siobhan Walls. I'm sure you've heard of Randy Crawford at this stage, and You Might Need Somebody, a single which has just left our survey. This is her new single. Wind's blowing down in Georgia.
Hovering by my suitcase, trying to find a warm place to spend the night. Heavy rains are falling. Seems I hear your voice calling. All right.
Lovely single from Randy Crawford. A rainy night in Georgia. It's 8 minutes away from 12 midday, and there's big demand for the Sunday Tribune again this morning. Not surprising, the Sunday Tribune is the only Irish Sunday paper with a free colour magazine. A great magazine packed with colour pictures, stories, fiction, fashion and leisure. Get this morning's great up-to-the-minute Sunday Tribune, and you get the magazine absolutely free.
Sunshine Radio Music, Music, Music.
We'll be right back.
over. Maybe you and me will find the four-leaf clover
a big hit in Italy about 2 years ago for a group called Spargo and Baby, You and Me, 5 minutes away from midday.
Where could you find great nightlife and entertainment, beautiful beaches, lovely people, and a whole lot more? On the Isle of Man, that's where, and all for as little as £109 per person. Incidentally, our price includes travel, accommodation, and even the transfer to your hotel. There are amazing reductions for children, and the under fives go free. You are guaranteed a great time on your nearest tax haven, the Isle of Man. For all the details of our super holidays, contact your local travel agent. See you soon on the Isle of Man, the family resort.
And you can have a Haven holiday brochure giving you full details of your holiday in the Isle of Man. Telephone Dublin 778-271. That's Dublin 778-271.
Turn on
Sunshine Radio.
Jim Kenny, sure shot on Sunshine for Daryl Hall and John Oates. That's the current single, You Make My Dreams Come True. I wish they did. Honestly, the dream I had last night. Dreamt I was really rich, had a big Rolls Royce and lived in a mansion. Then I woke up and had to leave the shed for a while. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining myself, David Lyons, for the Sunday morning program. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for breakfast. Until then, you have sunshine every way today. Robbie's After News at 12 midday with Siobhan Walls. Have yourself a nice bank holiday August weekend. This is Sunshine Radio, where Circle Quartz time is now exactly 12 midday.
Sunshine Radio News at midday.
Good afternoon. There was more violence in Belfast last night for the second night following the death of hunger striker Kevin Lynch. In a statement from the remaining hunger strikers at the Mays prison, they say that he will be replaced by another prisoner tomorrow, as will Patrick Quinn, who came off the protest to receive medical treatment when his family intervened, saying he was unable to make a decision himself. There has been no further word on the condition of Kieran Doherty, who was on the 73rd day of his fast. In Omagh, County Tyrone, police who were called to a local hotel were attacked by a crowd of about 200 who threw stones. No injuries were reported, but five police vehicles were damaged and four people were arrested. Reports from Gambia indicate that the struggle for power there is continuing, with rebel bands still active in the capital. The Gambian president, Sir Dauda Jawara, in a radio broadcast from neighboring Senegal, said the attempted coup would soon be over. He called on the rebels to give themselves up. The new Communist Party leadership in Poland has issued a warning about the threat of national conflict following the recent wave of demonstrations and strikes over food shortages. In a statement issued after an emergency meeting yesterday, the Politburo said that tension caused by what it admits are inefficiencies in the delivery of food had assumed dangerous levels. It said it would do all in its power to cooperate with the workers to end the country's crisis, but said it will be necessary to increase production and reinforce what it called social discipline. Despite earlier reports that Solidarity had agreed to hold talks with the government tomorrow, the invitation is said to have been turned down by the deputy leader of Solidarity. A Supreme Court judge in Israel has strongly criticized conditions in Israeli prisons. He said they were intolerable and called for improvements in accommodation, hygiene and food. In a report, he said the interior minister should be relieved of responsibility for the prisons. And finally, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Robert Muldoon, has claimed that communists and extreme left-wingers have taken over the organization of anti-apartheid demonstrations against the South African rugby tour. He also strongly criticized other Commonwealth countries for switching the forthcoming finance ministers' conference from New Zealand to the Bahamas. This is Siobhan Walls. The next news here on Sunshine Radio will be at 1 o'clock.
Sunshine Radio, Robbie Dale.
haunt me, though they're so small. Just walk away, Renee. You won't see me follow you back home. The empties that walks on my block are not the same. You're not to blame.
John O'Banion doing a number there that was done some years ago by the Four Tops, written by Barry Dannon, Walk Away Renee. And thanks very much to Davy Lyons for looking after you this morning. Also to Siobhan Walls for looking after the news, and she'll be back this afternoon with news at 5 o'clock. Meanwhile, it's me and you and the music. My name's Robbie Dell. Welcome to the program. This is Sunshine Music on a Sunday.
Clinton, you know, all the end is, I just want to go. Need it, you see. 1,433 singles in big sleeves. Don't know why I do it, I haven't a clue. It kind of sucks, don't it? By the teardrop explodes, I can't get. It's a disease. Stamps and print bone cards do nothing for me. But when I spread my collection across the floor, the window wall to the door, closer to you. Do it, can someone see through? I must have known it. Bouncing babies, by the teardrop explodes, I can't get.
Zebedee and Clarence. I can't get Bouncing Babies by the Teardrop Explodes. That's the new one.
Sunday Journal.
Would you look at the Sunday Journal this week? There's the true confession of a superstar's poor relation. Paul McCartney's stepmother tells all. Read what the Beatles were really like. Plus a full-colour exclusive on the new Muppet movie. Much more motoring in the 8-page supplement, and Irish teenagers speak their mind on sex, politics and religion. What do you think of that column?
Sunday Journal. Get right to the action.
10 past 12.
Sunshine Radio. Remember.
Recently, but there's nothing beating the original. That's Love Affair with their original version of a song called Everlasting Love. It's 30 minutes past midday on Sunshine 539.
No time for that now, Jack. I think I hear something.
Okay, Jack, this one's for you.
On her back.
one from Duran Duran, Girls on Film. The new MFI Furniture Superstore at the airport's industrial estate is just off the Dublin Airport Road, is open this weekend. Sunday opening from 2 until 5 p.m., 5.30 p.m., and all day bank holiday Monday from 10 a.m. to 5.30 p.m. MFI Super Furniture Store.
I was speaking through the keyhole.
Back in time with the Beatles, John Paul, George and Ringo, and back in the USSR. 19 minutes past 12 on Sunshine 539. What a beautiful day. That's the new one, the Jacksons, here on Sunshine 539, where the time for you is 24 minutes past midday. The new MFI Furniture Superstore at Airport's Industrial Estate, just off the Dublin Airport Road, is open this weekend. Sunday opening from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. and all-day bank holiday Monday from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. MFI Furniture Superstore.
Anything different?
The dress?
No. I'll give you a clue. What's my crowning glory?
Your rolling pin.
Look, I was in Lower Abbey Street today, opposite the China showrooms. I saw this hair studio, Jackie's Castle, under new management.
Jackie's Castle? I go there.
Now Jackie's Castle is for Jacks and Jills, with separate facilities, great stylists, and there's no need to book.
I get the hint. I need a haircut.
What about mine?
Oh, your hair looks great. No need for you to come.
Jackie's Castle Hair Studio, over the Kyle Moore in Lower Abbey Street, Dublin.
Remember the good old 1980s, when things were so uncomplicated. I wish I could go back there again, and everything could be the same. I've got a ticket to the moon.